Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
Is considering
it's Wednesday, the morning we speak with Michigan Radio senior news analyst Jack Lessenberry about what's going on in state politics. Well, Jack, the chair of the special legislative committee, which is investigating the Flint water crisis, Republican Jim Stamos of Midland, says meeting six times is apparently enough. He now wants to turn to recommendations. At least one Democrat we heard complain that key figures in the crisis, including the governor, were not called to testify. So what's your assessment of this? What kind of recommendations can we expect to eventually hear?
Oh, I expect I'll write a report that nobody will read and be quickly forgotten. I mean, there's politics going on here, of course. The Democrats would love to sort of further embarrass the governor and the emergency managers and get them to testify before the state, as they have in Washington. And Republicans sort of want to get this behind them. On the other hand, they need some room between themselves and the Snyder administration. So they will write some kind of report. The only interesting thing will be if they make any recommendations about changing the emergency manager law, but I don't expect great things out of this. And Jim Stamos, who is the chair, is actually more interested in his bill to ban local communities from putting any kind of prohibitions on plastic bags, preventing, you know, sort of an anti-environmental measure. So I'm not too hopeful for this report.
Now, the committee was also told, Jack, that up to $500 million are needed to address water infrastructure problems statewide. Now, where's the money for that? Or is this something that lawmakers are just going to kick down the road for someone else to figure out?
Well, of course they're going to kick it down the road. Thanks to term limits, nobody has to be responsible for anything beyond 6 or 8 years. I'm sure that's the case, but we have so many infrastructure needs in this country. I'm going to talk about that some at 1:30 today, that it's unlikely that they're going to suddenly appropriate vast amounts to address the pipe situation. Now, they are changing pipes out in Flint, and they may be doing so eventually in some other cities. Detroit pipes have proven to have a lot of lead in them, but at this point, nobody is willing to appropriate that kind of money for infrastructure because it would certainly mean new taxes.
Well, let's talk about Detroit Public Schools, which face a $500 million in legacy debt. There are competing plans, of course, in Lansing to restructure the district. In the meantime, the district's emergency manager, Stephen Rhodes, has outlined a 45-day turnaround plan. Teachers are still upset with the prospect of not being paid. There are no easy answers, of course, but is this issue, do you think, on a path to some solutions?
No, at least right now, it's a mess. The governor actually proposed what I think is a very sensible plan. It would cost $715 million. It would divide districts into two halves, sort of like they did General Motors during the bankruptcy. One half would be concerned with getting rid of the debt. The other half would be free to start up and concentrate on educating the kids. Now, the Senate passed this bill, essentially. There also would be a commission that would be charged with sort of overseeing where new schools, either charter schools or public schools, if charter schools are, of course, public schools, other charter schools or DPS schools could go to prevent sort of destructive competition. But the charter school lobby got the House to take that out. And the House, which is more ideologically conservative, apparently, than the Senate, appropriated only $500,000, which is simply not enough to make this work. And the Senate, these are all Republicans here. Democrats have very little power, but the Senate Republicans are irritated at the House Republicans. We don't know yet how this will be resolved or if it will be resolved, but what we do know is if it's not resolved, the Detroit Public Schools will completely run out of money to pay anybody in August.
A lot of work yet to do. Thank you, Jack.
My pleasure.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst.